When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GinJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, May 30th. Right now, what to make of the Brandon McManus lawsuit? The Jaguars can seemingly go 0 days without someone doing something absolutely unhinged, from the Tom Coughlin fines to Urban Meyer's lies and countless other issues when he was here, to employees stealing millions from the team. The Jaguars are just one of the most drama-filled organizations in this league, in the NFL. That continues with the new lawsuit we just heard about over the weekend. Brandon McManus and the Jaguars being sued by two women. We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out ginjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here. Help support what we're doing. Really appreciate all our channel members out there. So I hate talking about this crap. Like, I do what I do to talk about football, not this, but to me, this needs to be addressed here, needs to be talked about. So, and I also just want to kind of provide y'all a breakdown of what's going on here. So Brandon McManus is being accused of rubbing himself against these two women who were working on the flight as flight attendants, the Jaguars flight over to London this past year, accused of grinding on them, rubbing up on them. He's accused of forcibly trying to kiss a flight attendant, of throwing $100 bills at flight attendants, trying to kind of coerce them into partying with him, and more. So the Jaguars are under fire for failing to supervise McManus and cultivate a safe environment for the staff serving the team. These two women that are suing the Jaguars and McManus are looking for over $1 million. There's also the fact that they're going to reportedly share that McManus was intoxicated on the flight and that there were members of the Jaguars smoking marijuana on the plane. You could smell marijuana coming out of the restrooms when members would go in and out. So there's a lot to unpack here with this story, with this situation. If McManus did what he is accused of, shame on him. Like, there is no room for that in our society, in my opinion, point blank. It's wrong, it's inappropriate, it's unprofessional, it's illegal, unlawful to behave in such a manner, to make anyone feel uncomfortable in that way, to try to force yourself on anyone. It's egregious, it's unprofessional. Again, it's unlawful, it's awful. I hate that. Now, two, we do not know what he did exactly. This is what he's been accused of doing. So we're going to have to wait for this to play out. Apparently, the representation of the two women tried to settle this out of court, but the defense of Brandon McManus, they say that these accusations are false. So he said, she said situation right now. But again, I just want to put it out there. If Brandon McManus did what he is accused of, unacceptable, like unacceptable behavior. Has no place in this society. But the Jaguars, their end of this, they're getting sued by these women for, again, not cultivating a safe environment for the staff to serve the players, right? But they could also come under fire from the league. Alcohol being on the plane is an issue. marijuana smoking on the plane is an issue, right? These are against NFL rules. Last year, when multiple teams had incidents on flights involving alcohol, including the Titans and Commanders. So the NFL put teams on notice, said that there could be severe penalties for violating this rule. And of course, the Jaguars are the first team for any of this to potentially impact.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Could players potentially be suspended if it's found out that they were smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol? We don't know. Maybe they would be subject to suspension. Maybe they would be subject to fines. We don't know because this is the first situation that has arisen this way. We don't know. There's no precedent, right? Will the Jaguars be subject to fines or even loss of future draft picks? We simply don't know. It's going to have to be a wait and see type of deal when you talk about what the penalties will be on the Jaguars or potential players if they are named. Anyone who is called to talk about this is going to have to testify on everything they see. If they're asked a specific question about, was X player smoking marijuana in the bathroom? Was X player drinking alcohol? They're going to have to answer these questions, right? We'll see how it plays out. I don't know. No one knows right now if the Jaguars could be subject to loss of future draft picks, fines from the NFL. Certainly, these women are seeking money from the Jaguars as well. Two separate issues there, kind of, when you look at it from that perspective. And we don't know if players could be suspended or fined either. It's unprecedented at this point. It's disappointing to say the least. Like, these are professionals. Brandon McManus, like, this is a guy that, and where there's smoke, there's fire. There's at least something that happened that was unprofessional on this flight. Brandon McManus is a veteran. He's been in the league for a long time. As far as I know, he's married. And look, I'm not the moral police here, but anytime you're doing what he was accused of doing, or at least some of what he was accused of doing, very inappropriate, but he does deserve due process. We don't know. We don't know what happened. Either way, though, it's just disappointing that there was alcohol on the flight, which, of course, I'm not against anyone drinking, having a good time, but this is a professional setting. This is a business setting. This is a business flight, a business trip for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And either players blatantly disregarded the Jaguars' warnings about bringing alcohol, or the Jaguars didn't do a good enough job warning players. One of those two things is the case. And then also the fact that potentially there was marijuana smoking from Jaguars players. Again, I'm not against that at all, but time and place, right? Like, let's be smart here. If the Jaguars didn't inform players that they couldn't be doing this stuff on the flight, that's on them. If the players disregarded the Jaguars' instructions, then it's on the players. But either way, it's super disappointing. Here's what Doug Peterson had to say about all of this on Monday after the news broke over the weekend.
The article that came out, obviously disappointing to hear the news that took place. Other than that, honestly, being that it's a legal matter at this time, can't really comment until more information is gathered.
That's the first
I've heard of it, yes. Correct.
I know you don't want to answer, but it alleges that this was like some party scene going on the flight. Is that accurate, or is that not what that flight looks like going on?
I mean, a typical flight is not that way. It's a business trip. it's a business trip, and that's how we approach it from an organizational standpoint, you know, from the league standpoint. So for that, when I read that, you know, that part of it's disappointing.
And again, we will see how this all plays out, but more drama in Duval. You hate to see it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.